So Marco and Ricardo, welcome. Welcome, welcome to Reason
Thank you.
Beats 2.
Grazie, Lydia.
Yes, it is a pleasure to have you here. We are very excited, and we are very excited for this concert coming up on Wednesday. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a second. But before we do that, just a note for those listeners that maybe not are not familiar with who we're talking to right now, but two amazing gentlemen are here before me. Marco Pignataro is the managing director over at the Berklee Global Jazz Institute. Now, I talk about the Global Institute all the time. I'm a huge fan of the Institute. Amazing musicians have come out of it. And my guess is that you may have seen a couple of them if you're a listener based in Boston, since they're playing all the time. So Marco does an amazing job with that. And then Ricardo Del Fra is one of the most sought-after, legendary bassists in Europe. I'll just say that when I was a kid growing up, I knew Ricardo from when I was a little kid, because my father's a huge fan of Ricardo, and all I would hear is Ricardo, Ricardo, and I have very fond memories of spending time in Europe with Ricardo, so we are so thrilled to have both of them performing
Thank
in
you.
Boston.
Thank you.
Of course. So before we talk about this gig, let's talk about the two of you and what brought the two of you together for this very special night that's going to ensue very soon.
Ricardo, can we say it was love?
At first sight.
Well, we have a long-standing friendship that we've been cultivating through the years. We first met in New York at one of the IJE conference, and we've been keeping in contact. Him in Paris, and I back then was in San Juan, then I moved to Boston. And we started collaborating with our institutions. And back, I think, 3 years ago, we all got together. It was a very important meeting in Siena, Italy, with Danilo Perez and Ricardo and Franco Caroni, which is the president of Siena Jazz. And we talk about a way of collaborating, putting together the great students and the great work they do in Paris with what we do here in Boston and with the Siena Jazz Foundation in Italy. So we worked out the detail for this amazing program, exchange program, that has been going on ever since. So we, after that, met again in Panama, where he presented his own students with himself performing at the Panama Jazz Festival. And their student collaborated with our students, were also there, so they play together. And then we are now talking about going to France. We got together in Siena again, and for the first time we were able to have Ricardo coming to Boston. It's not easy to get because he travels. Besides being, you know, an amazing educator, he's also a very active performer, so he's all the time on the road. So it took a little while, but we were able to make it happen.
Yeah, and I'm very happy that, you know, I'm the head of the jazz department at the Conservatoire de Paris.
Yes.
And I'm very happy to have this collaboration, this partnership with the Global Jazz Institute with Marco. And Danilo Perez was our guest just last week.
Last week, right.
And we had a fantastic time with him and the students. So there's something that is going on. And I'm happy also to welcome soon Marco, who will come with Eddie Gomez and Matt Marvulio in February in Paris. So there's something that is going on and is a long-term friendship.
Very cool. Excellent. Yes, so I have a question for you, Ricardo, before we start talking about this gig. So this is your first time in Boston?
It's not the first time. Actually, I came for the IASJ
right.
in 2000, but the first time
performing.
That I played. Yeah.
Gotcha. So from what the time you've spent here in Boston and the time you've spent, I'm sure, very much in New York, how would you characterize the jazz scene here compared to what you're used to over in France?
Well, in Boston, I have a bunch of friends, and it happens that most of them are half Italian. They have Italian roots.
Yes.
So we have something in common because of that. And I know that the scene is very, very fine. I know people that also, you know, from another generation, like Ren Blake.
Yes.
There is something going on with the music in Boston since ever. And I'm very proud and honored to be here and for a while to be part of it with Marco, really.
That's excellent. Do you have anything to add to that, Marco, at all?
What about the Boston scene?
About, well, in the time that maybe you've spent over with Ricardo, comparing the two different scenes that we have here, the two different jazz scenes. I mean, my time in Paris, it seems a very different vibe from here.
Well, I'm not too familiar with the total scene in Paris, but I can tell when I hear The students of Ricardo, they're definitely into something that is very interesting. It's a different point of view. I think that probably classical music has a stronger influence in your way of conceptualizing jazz, maybe than maybe the way we look. And it's very interesting. In Siena, actually was very interesting when we did this concert where all the students were playing, and we had students from Italy, from the foundation, then we had like the student from the Conservatory of Paris, and then our student. And it was really interesting to see, like, conceptually, how different all the group were. And they were all marvelous. I was so impressed when I saw their group in Paris. They had something very fresh and very different. So I don't know if that represents the old scene in Paris, but if that's what it is,
I don't think it's the old scene, because you got all the style everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
But it's true that the new generation that I'm in touch with, especially at the Conservatoire, they are influenced a lot by the new music, like contemporary classical music, and that's something that I would say that is very much connected to the French tradition of writing or conceiving contemporary music and improvising. I did a project also, as you know, with Mr. Dave Liebman and the Ensemble Inter Contemporain, and I know that the students are very much interested in this kind of, let's call it, hybrid, or this meeting with classical contemporary world and the improvisation, the jazz idiom, or just the improvisation to cool.
Of course. So branching off of that, this concert that's coming up on Wednesday, are we going to be seeing a little bit of that in this concert, or what exactly will we be seeing at the Regatta Bar?
Okay.
So let's start talking about it, guys.
Well, let me tell you. There's something that Ricardo said about having this connection with Italy. And Ricardo has been living in Paris since the 80s, right? But he's originally from the capital of Italy, which is Rome. And I'm originally from Bologna. And for the first time, actually, I thought about doing a project that would really be dedicated to these roots. I know personally, I write a lot of music that has that kind of inspiration with Italian music, but it's never totally directed at that. I know that Ricardo, too, has written several things, because it's just normal. This is where we come from, so he never leaves us, even if he lives in France and I live in the United States. And when we talk about doing this concert at Regatta Bar, we discussed about this idea of why don't we put that as an accent. He's coming from Paris, I'm here in Boston, and we have other musicians that come from other parts of the world, and specifically we have Teo Ciavarella, which comes directly from Italy from this concert, and then we have Marcello Pelliteri, which comes from New York, and then we have Marvuglio that lives here. So basically we have several way of being Italian, that we're all Italians, but we all live in different places. And so we had this idea of getting together and celebrating these roots and everything that is in it. And we really want to have it as broad as possible. And basically the concert would have part of the program would be dedicated to songs that are famous Italian songs, but obviously arranged for jazz. And then the second part would be original composition inspired by jazz. Would I say I'm on the right track, Ricardo?
Absolutely.
You want to add something about this?
No, you're completely right.
That's all right, because we're going to talk about this concert in a little bit once we hear some music. And as you can hear, this is going to be a very interesting night. Definitely quite international and very interesting. I must say, I haven't heard a concert in Boston like this in quite some time. So again, that's going to be on Wednesday at 7:30 at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge. We're going to talk about the concert in a little bit in some more detail, but before that, why don't we listen to some more music? We have two tracks coming up from Ricardo, and the first one that we're going to hear is called Venice Picks. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the music that we're checking out right now. You're tuned into Reads and Deeds 2. My name is Lydia Liebman, and you're here with Marco Pignataro and Ricardo Del Fra. Keep it locked here on WECB. You are listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. What we just heard was Madre Terra Madre Perla. Excuse my other languages that are not English, but I think that that was clear. And that was from Ricardo Del Fra, and that is from his album Roses and Roots. And then before that, we had heard a tune called Venice Picks. Now, we're here with Ricardo Del Fra and Marco Pignataro, so welcome back, you guys, to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Ricardo, so these two tunes were from you. So let's talk about them really quick. What did we just listen to?
Yeah, Roses and Roots is a record that I wanted to do like a story, mm-hmm. tell a story. I start playing, just the bass and with the drums of Joy Baron, just duo, and it finishes with a string quartet. And in the middle, there's a lot of jazz, different feels. And those two tunes are dedicated to Italy, of course, to my roots. And one is Venice. Venice Peaks is Venice Pictures, but it's also Venice Speaks. I want to, try to underline the fact that something that is marvelous and beautiful as Venice is kind of a mirror of the world, which is beautiful but is fragile. Mm-hmm. And this last one, Madre Terra, Madre Perla, is, of course, dedicated to the land where I'm from. And then where in these next days, I'm going to join Marco with the repertoire, all Italian.
Yes. So before we talk about the repertoire, which is a very important part of this concert coming up, Ricardo, what are some of the career highlights that you have had as a musician?
Well, I started, in Italy very young. I was lucky to be in the radio TV orchestra, so I was playing with people older than me that they've been my teachers, actually.
Right.
At the same time, I was doing conservatoire. Then I met Chet Baker when I was 23, and he took me on the road, and I left Italy. I met a bunch of people in Paris and started to have a more international, let's say, career. And then in Paris, little by little, I settled, and I started to have bands to play also with people like Johnny Griffin, mm-hmm. or people that are settled also in France, and start teaching also, and then getting this. So I would say that Chet Baker was a big turn in my life,
sure.
and also a big teacher of what the tradition of jazz and standards is for me.
Great. Now I pose the same question to you, Marco. How about yourself?
Well, I have right now a collaboration with the Eddie Gomez Quintet. We're going through probably our third, fourth year, and actually we're going to go in Italy in 2 weeks. We're going to do a tour, and we're going to be in Paris and London in February. And similarly, that for me has been an incredible school to be so close to a person that I used to listen to, his music forever, and all of a sudden I was able to collaborate musically with him. And this CD that we did, Per Sempre, we actually recorded in Italy 2 years ago, and has been extremely well received, and now we're starting to tour with this. But beside that, I've been playing with a lot of different musicians, and I particularly have a very strong feeling about my own music, and I was lucky enough to have Eddie actually producing my first CD, and which I did 4 years ago in Philadelphia. And to me, that's really something that I try to develop as much as possible, because it's to me the way where I can really express what I feel musically. But I've been lucky enough to have a lot of encounters in these last 10 years with wonderful musicians, and be in a lot of different projects that has been extremely fulfilling. But like Ricardo said, Chet Baker, I always think about Eddie as a great mentor. I feel like he taught me a lot of the things that I value the most.
Right. So it's pretty clear that both of you have quite an amazing...
And I love Eddie Gomez also.
Okay, perfect. Yes, yeah, so it's clear that we have a very important, two very important musicians that have had some great influences and some great people along the way, Chet Baker and Eddie Gomez. And it's going to be great for both of you to be at the Regatta Bar and for the public to share that with you as well. So let's talk about this gig one more time.
Well, let me tell you, it is a privilege for me to have Ricardo here in Boston, and this idea to do this project together. He humbles me incredibly because I'm a big fan of your career, Ricardo, and you know that. And you know, when you grew up in Italy, there is a very strong scene, and nowadays it's getting even stronger. But Ricardo has been kind of one of the pioneers, and one of the guys that kind of really set the direction of excellence. And I think everything that you have been doing, even with your CD, your collaboration, even, you know, your concert with, Dave Liebman, your CD with Dave Liebman being like part of your project. I mean, there's so much things, and that I was seeing your project with, the strings and,
Roy Hargrove.
What an incredible, okay, what was that? Can you tell us?
Well, unfortunately, that's not a record, but it's a project that we did for the Marciac Festival with the Little Symphonic Orchestra from the Conservatoire de Toulouse, Roy Hargrove, Billy Hart, Bruno Ruder.
Wow.
And I arranged tunes, and I composed tunes. It's also dedicated to Chet, and I call My Chet My Song. But I want to do it not just in a standard way. I want to do some kind of dramatic thing. Mm. So I was using, for instance, My Funny Valentine. I'm playing all the do-do-di-da-di-da-di-da. I did just a little interval and then tried to compose something different. I love that.
Well, you see, so this is the kind of person we're just bringing here to Boston. And to me, in the context of his career, to have him participate in this homage to Italy, especially because he's Italian, especially because he understands so much Italian music, from the pop music to the classical music. So that's what I really hope we can, I'm going to be able to represent in that stage on Wednesday, is like how rich musically Italy is and how well this tradition can connect to jazz. Because we're not going to really play from a folkloric point of view. Mm-hmm. We're going to play jazz. But it's going to contain all of these elements, and that's why we have from an accordion player to a string quintet arrangements of some of these tunes. And through that, we're going to go through what I consider the roots, which is Neapolitan music. I say that, I don't know if he's from Rome, he may disagree, but I really think Neapolitan music is so important in the Italian tradition, melodically and harmonically. Mm-hmm. There's a strong influence with Spanish and with even Arabian music. Sure. And so we're going to start from that and see how that can relate to jazz. And from that, we're going to move on to more Italian standards that are like very well known, like we're going to do a jazz rendition of Caruso, which is that beautiful song that Bocelli and even Pavarotti used to sing, but we're going to put it in a jazz context. We're going to play another standard Estate, and then we're going to move slowly to our point of view as composer, Italian composer living abroad and writing music dedicated to our country. Yeah. I think it's going to be very emotional.
It seems that way. Yes, Ricardo, do you have anything to add regarding the repertoire for this concert?
No,
or did
I think
Marcus sum it up?
It's a lot about singing, I would say.
Yes.
You know, melodies. Transformation, of course, because we are jazz players, but those melodies are very important.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be quite a night. And again, that's this Wednesday at the Regatta Bar at 7:30 at the Regatta Bar, and it's going to be great. From what you're telling me, I mean, this just sounds, as somebody who is also Italian, I think it's going to be so much fun.
That's right.
I love this.
Right.
I really do. I really do enjoy this a lot, for sure. A question for both of you. I'll start with you, Ricardo. So besides this, what you're doing here at Berklee, you'll be doing some clinics throughout the week, as well as this performance, of course. What is in the future for you? What future projects do you have coming up?
Oh, a lot. When I go back to Paris, there's going to be a one night live on the Radio France with different groups. We're going to play, improvise, play jazz from big band to small bands. And then I do some concert with my own band in Marseille and in other part of Europe. In the States, not for the moment, but hopefully soon.
Hopefully,
again.
Yes. And Marco, what about yourself?
Me too. I have a lot of things cooking. You know, I just already mentioned my tours with Eddie to promote Per Sempre, but here in Boston, I will be playing next month. So we're going to do a concert at Ryle's, and I have an incredible band. And I'm going to do something I never did before, which is an homage to Coltrane.
Ooh-hoo.
And it's gonna call Transcendence.
Oh, I like that.
Transcendence. And it's really about the spirit. So not necessarily all of his music, but you know, his influence on all of us and composition and in the way of playing. So Joran Israel, Laszlo Gardoni, Matt Marvuglio is gonna be there, and John Lockwood on bass.
Nice.
Then we actually gonna go to Africa in after London in March and do 2 weeks there, and that's I'm really looking forward to that too. I've never been there.
That's awesome.
So it's Panama in January. We're gonna be in Atlanta at the conference. So there's a lot of different activities that are coming up.
Yes, that sounds amazing. That concert at Ryle's also seems like it's going to be great.
Transcendence.
As someone who is as obsessed with Train as I am, as my listeners know, as I'm constantly playing Coltrane, we played Coltrane actually to start off the show today. That's going to be great. It's also the day before my birthday.
We're going to celebrate.
Yes, so I'm definitely very happy about that. So,
okay.
So this sounds like it's going to be a great show, and that both of you have some great things coming up. So we're very excited about that for sure. So we're going to continue and continue the show with one last track from you, Marco.
Yeah, I think it's Homesick. This is a very special song for me because it's a song that I wrote and I dedicated to Italy. And specifically, I dedicated to my father. I wrote it when I was living in Miami, one of those moments that I'm sure you had, Ricardo, where, you know, you miss family and you miss your own country a lot. And this particular song is a live version with the original is in my CD with Eddie, but this is a live version with an accordion, and she will be with us playing too. She's a wonderful accordionist. Her name is Summer O'Brien, and this is a live version with Nando Michelin on piano, Paolo Orlandi on drums, and Ehud Etun, a very talented Israeli bass player. And this song, we actually have the premiere of a string arrangement. So this very song that you're going to hear now at the concert, we will play with accordion and five strings. And one of those strings is going to be Maestro Ricardo and his wonderful bass.
Great. And just to add also, your concert will be featuring a special guest appearance from George Garzon as well, correct?
Yes.
Yes. That's going to be great.
George is originally from Calabria, and is extremely attached to his Italian root, and he actually wrote a song called Tutti Italiani, which means all Italians, and we will definitely play that song.
Yes.
And so he's going to be with us that night and be a very special guest.
Perfect. And we'll be playing some Garzone later in the show today.
Ooh, yes.
Very excited about that. Again, thank you, Ricardo, and thank you, Marco,
thank
for coming
you,
on the
thank
show.
You, this was wonderful.
Oh, yes, this was wonderful because of you, too. So thank you so much. And again, I hope that everybody goes to check out their show at the Regatta Bar on Wednesday at 7:30, October 10th. And it's going to be a blast. As you could hear, it's definitely going to be a night to remember, and we don't want to miss it. So thanks again, you guys. And we're going to continue the show with Marco Pignataro's Homesick, followed by a brand new one from Tia Fuller. You're listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB.